Kevin Federline, Britney Spears' ex-husband, has a memoir coming out. In it, he's very clear in saying Britney, in his opinion, should not have been let out of the conservatorship. Here's an example. She would sometimes stand in her boy's doorway while they were sleeping, holding a knife. Kevin goes on to say something bad will happen to her if something doesn't change. Kevin's book, You Thought You Knew, drops Tuesday. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach engaged 3 years after their Good Morning America scandal. No one was sent home last night on Dancing with the Stars. 12 former bachelors are going to renovate the Bachelor Mansion for a new series, Bachelor Mansion Takeover. In music news, you may want to check back on Morgan Wallen's socials. Frequently, he's teasing a new tour, and so is George Strait. Well, he's teasing some big news anyway. He made a post on socials with a flyer from his 1999 George Strait Country Music Festival and the words, "Here's a clue." So we're wondering if it's going to be a 2026 version. And finally, Luke Bryan was being interviewed, and they got on the topic of his country music pal, Blake Shelton. It turns out Blake is a big reason why Luke stays in country music.
Blake?
You know, he is still behind you, though, on the number one count.
That's the only reason I'm still in the game of country music, is to stay ahead. And I thought he was retiring. Yeah. He's back putting songs out. It's not the deal we had.
That's your entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.